Well, praise God, as we begin today, why don't you look at your neighbor tonight and say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. All right, that was all right. That was all right for first time. But listen, look at your neighbor again and say it like you mean it, because after all, God's word says it about you. God declares it over you. So look at your neighbor and say it like you mean it. Say, I am the right... Man, either I need to work on how I... All right, so I got to finish, all right? I got to say it for myself. All right. So say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. All right. That was a little bit better. I think you could do a whole lot better tonight. And so let's say it again. Confess it of yourself. It is so good and it is so true. And why don't you turn to the other neighbor on the other side? You can't leave them out. And say it like you mean it. Say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Praise God. You guys believe that tonight. Hey, listen, I want you to know tonight, if you're in the house, man, and you are born again, you've given God all of your heart, you've made Jesus Lord, I want you to know tonight that you are the righteousness of God in Christ. And see, today, too many Christians in Christendom, even many of us in this room tonight, we walk around, we live everyday life with guilt, live everyday life with shame, everyday life with condemnation. Too many of us in the body of Christ, the body of Christ, the people that are the children of God that are supposed to rise up and be all that God has called them to be, lived too much under this cloud of the past. Of my guilt and my shame from the past, the failures of the past. So much so that we allow the things of the past, or what I did this morning, what I did last week, what I did last month, what took place last year. So much so that we allow those things to come and dictate too much of our lives. We allow them to come along and say, you know what, this is your identity. This is who you are. All the while, God has provided. God has remedied our past, our present, and our future. All the while, God has sent his son to set us free so that we can live everyday life the way he intended, without guilt and without shame and without condemnation, with faith toward God and hope in our hearts. Listen, tonight, I want you to know that God has taken care of the sin problem. God has taken care of everything that you have ever done, everything and everything that you will ever do tonight. God has taken care of it. Listen, if you're in the house tonight, you say, you know what, Pastor Joey, you have no idea what I've been into. And guess what? I don't, but God does. And I like what Pastor Jim says. He's not on Prozac because of your past, because of even where you may be at tonight. And I want you to know in the house tonight, I don't care if it's an addiction, if it's some deep, dark secret you wouldn't even feel comfortable sharing with your best friend. I want you to know that the blood of Jesus is enough. I want you to know tonight that the blood of Jesus is enough to raise you up and lift you up to where God would have you to be. There's an old song that I know that I love to sing, and it says, there is power, power. Just in case you didn't get it, wonder-working power in the precious blood of Jesus tonight. And so I want you to know the blood of Jesus is enough tonight. And God has taken care of the sin problem. God has taken care of the failures and the weaknesses and the character flaws that we even see in ourselves. And it's all summed up in this word called righteousness. This word called righteousness tonight. We've got a verse up on the overhead. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. If you're taking notes, you can write down the reference. You don't have to turn there just yet. But watch what it says here. It says, for God made Jesus. I'm changing the he's and the hims. For God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Let me read that again. God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. No more guilt, no more condemnation, but the righteousness of God. Not a sinner saved by grace, but a person who's been made new, who's been made alive in Jesus Christ. And so tonight, I've entitled the message, Realities of Righteousness. Realities of Righteousness. So if you're taking notes, Realities of Righteousness. The reason why I titled it Realities of Righteousness is because, let's be honest, when we look back at our past and we look back at our failures, we look back at who maybe even we are that same person today, we'll remember, you know, our mistake. We'll remember when it took place. or remember how it took place, with whom it took place, or remember what we were wearing that day. We remember what we were thinking that day. And if we're honest in here, 99% of us knew ahead of time what we were going to do, and we knew it was wrong, and we went ahead and did it anyway. And so if you're going to be honest, hey, that's a reality. This thing in my past, this thing that happened this morning, Pastor Joey, this thing that happened this last week, this last month, this last year, it's a reality. And so the reason why I named the message tonight Realities of Righteousness is because there is a reality that goes beyond that of the past tonight. There's a reality in Christ Jesus that can cover and take care of the reality of the past. And so tonight I want to talk to you about Realities of Righteousness. Reality number one. Are you ready? Like 1.5 people. Tonight, are you ready for some realities of righteousness? There we go. Praise the Lord. Number one, we have right standing with God. Reality number one of righteousness is that you have right standing with God. Listen tonight, young adults, let me say it like this to you. You are accepted before God. You are acceptable before God. But Pastor Joey, you don't know what I've done. I want you to know God does, and he says that you are acceptable before him. Young adults in the house tonight, I want you to know you meet the standard tonight. Tonight, you don't have to go to your prayer closet. Tonight, you don't have to open up your word anymore with I don't know what God thinks about me. You don't have to attend another church service and get ready for praise and worship wondering, I don't know if God really wants anything to do. I don't know if he wants to speak to me. I mean, I'm not Pastor Jim. I'm not Pastor Deborah. Listen, tonight, you are accepted by God. You have right standing with God tonight. If you brought your Bibles, turn in them with me to Colossians chapter 1. You are welcome in his presence. Colossians chapter 1. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and then Colossians. Colossians chapter 1. You have right standing with God. The Bible even tells us that we can come boldly before the throne of God. Boldly, not guilty, not shameful, not condemned, boldly before the throne of God, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So Colossians chapter 1, look with me at verse 21. Verse 21 says, "And you, who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works," watch what it says here, you can underline it, "yet now," right now, January 21st, 2011, right now, it says, Jesus has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, watch this, "to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight." Let me say that again, holy, blameless, and above reproach in his sight. Look at your neighbor and say, "I'm holy, I'm blameless, and I'm above reproach in his sight." I think you could do a little bit better than that. So let's do it again. Look at your other neighbor. Maybe that neighbor wasn't looking so good. So, no, I'm just kidding. You're all beautiful. Look at your other neighbor tonight and say, "I am holy, blameless, and above reproach in his sight." Praise God. No, you didn't have to say that. So tonight, listen, you have right standing with God. You have right standing with God. Right standing with God tonight. Look with me again. Look with me now to Ephesians chapter 5. It's just back to your left a few pages. Ephesians chapter 5. And we'll pick up in verse 26. Now keep in mind, here in Ephesians chapter 5, if you're going to read this portion of scripture in context, the Bible actually comes along and he's talking to husbands. He starts off talking to husbands in verse 25 and he says, "Husbands, love your wives." And then he takes a time out and he gives husbands an example on how they're supposed to love their wife. In other words, husbands, we can't just come up with our own way of how to love our wife. Can I get an amen from the ladies? And that should be every lady in the house, man. And so God comes along and he gives husbands an example of how they're supposed to love their wife. And he says, "Husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her." And then he doesn't stop there, but then he goes on to explain why Jesus loved the church and gave himself for her. And we pick up in verse number 26. Watch what it says. And it says that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present her to himself. That's you. That he might present you to himself. I got to keep my eyes on the page because I lose my spot. that he might present you to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish tonight. Tonight, that's how God sees you. Holy, without blemish, without spot, without wrinkle or any such thing. Anybody in the house tonight ever bought like a brand new shirt? It's brand new. In fact, it was so, you thought it was so cool, man. You couldn't even wait till you got, you know, out of the store. You went ahead and bought it and went to the and changed your shirt because you want to walk out of the store like, yeah. Am I the only one? Oh, there, that guy got one. Yeah, the guy who won the hat contest. Thank you, my brother. There's a reason why you won. No, I'm just kidding. And then you walked out and an hour later you had lunch and you spilled something on it. It's like, oh my gosh. In fact, recently I bought a brand new sweater. I had this gift card I got for my birthday back in May, and I forgot I had it. And so I found it all the way into Christmas. It's actually from Pastor Luke for my birthday. So I was like, yeah. So I go to Aeropostale and get this nice, you know, expensive sweatshirt. And I think it was like the next day. I didn't put that one on in the store, all right. The next day, I spilled like some ketchup on it. And I was like, ah! So I went ahead and washed it, and the stain didn't come out. So then I got like, my wife bought me like, I've never seen it before, but it's like a little pen thing, and you kind of poked it, and then you rubbed it around and poked it some more. Kind of just smeared the ketchup stain. So I washed it again, and I finally got it to where like, I don't think you can really see that, so I'm good. And then I go ahead, and I'm painting in my house, and I get paint on it. So it's, but I say that to say, man, that little spot, that little wrinkle, even though it's brand new, even though it's, man, maybe the coolest thing, that little spot and that little wrinkle seems to ruin it. It's just not the same anymore. So I want you to know tonight, the way that God sees you, he sees you without spot and without wrinkle, above reproach in his sight, without any such thing, the Bible says, holy and blameless. Tonight. And then we've got one more verse, Jude 24. You don't have to turn there. You can just look at it. Write the reference down. Look at it on the overhead. Jude 1:24. Watch what it says here. It says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless. Listen, man, I don't know about you, man, but these words are getting to me. Faultless, without spot, without wrinkle, above reproach, no blemish, holy, acceptable. Look what it says here. And to present you faultless, without fault, before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Listen, guys, when you come into the presence of his glory, he sees you faultless because of what Jesus did. Yeah, I know something happened this morning. Yeah, I know something happened last night. I know something happened. But he sees you faultless before the presence of his glory. And then I like how he doesn't even stop there, but he goes on to say, with exceeding joy. Man, you're his child tonight. You're his son. You're his daughter. He sees you faultless and faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. So reality of righteousness, number one, is that we have right standing with God tonight. Reality number two, are you ready? Dang, man, you guys didn't even learn from the first time. All right. All right, so are you ready for reality number two? There you go. All right. You are a new person. Reality of righteousness, reality number two is that you are a new person. The Bible actually says that God, when you got saved, man, when you gave Jesus all of your heart, God came in and he made you a new person. Hey, listen, tonight, young adults, the past is the past. God made you a new person. The person who did those things doesn't exist anymore. You're a new person. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians 5:17 and watch what the Bible says. 2 Corinthians 5:17, you are a new person. It's a reality that goes beyond that of the past. 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. That phrase there, a new creation, literally means a being that has never existed before. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, is there anybody in the house tonight who's in Christ? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation, never existed before. Old things have passed away. They're dead. They're gone. They're no more. old things have passed away. It says, behold, or look and see, all things have become new. All things have become new. Listen tonight, young adults, if you're born again in the house, I want you to know that you can go ahead and take a time out and look down into the innermost depth of your being, into the depths of your heart, and find that old things have passed away and all things have become new. If you're born again, you can look down into your heart and see old things have passed away, all things have become new. Yeah, I know you may have given into the flesh here. You may have given into the flesh there. You may have yielded to what it wanted to do. But if you take a time out right now and you look down into the depths of your heart, where God has flooded your heart with his spirit, where God has, the Bible says, taken out a heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh, tender to his touch, tender to his word, tender to his voice. I want you to know you'll find that all old things have passed away and all things have become new. I don't know about you, but that's good news to me, that the old things of the past, my failures and my character flaws, the areas of my life I know are not pleasing to God. I want you to know that I can still look down into the depth of my heart and find old things have passed away and all things have become new. And now it's just simply a choice that I'm going to live by these new things that God has placed in my heart. And I'm not going to live anymore by these old things. It's just simply a choice now. I'm going to live by the things that God has placed in my heart and not by these old things. Listen tonight, young adults, you've got to get a reality of righteousness. It's time that the church of God rise up because of a reality of righteousness. Realizing who they are in Christ. Finding your identity in him, not in your past, not in what you did, not in what you thought, not in what your parents raised you up like, but that you find a reality in the righteousness of God. Because the bottom line is, as long as your past speaks to you and as long as your past hangs over your shoulder, you're going to continue to live in sin. You can't get past the condemnation. You can't get past the guilt. You can't get past the shame. And so because you can't get it and you can't approach God quite right, you can't get over the addiction. And you can't, but I'm here to tell you tonight, if you can get a revelation of what God has done in Jesus Christ for you and in you, I want you to know you're going to rise up victorious. You're going to walk this earth like Jesus walked. Is anybody in the house tonight? Does anybody want to walk like Jesus walked? I love this verse and I quote it over myself from time to time. The Bible says that sin has no dominion over me. Why? Because it's a reality of righteousness now that has taken place in my heart and in my life. I was just watching the news last night, and apparently MTV has come out with this show on cable TV. This show is done by a bunch of teenagers, ages 14, 15, 16. This show is rated mature on cable television. Young people, not even recognized as adults by the country. Young people in a mature rated TV show. Drugs and alcohol. Sex, prostitution, and orgies. And this is what the world is presenting to the young people of America and to the young people of this world. And if we choose to sit back and not get a revelation of righteousness, we're going to allow those things to, hey, this is normal. This is how teenagers act. This is acceptable. But tonight, if you can get a reality of righteousness, hey man, you can break free of that stuff. That stuff will have no hold on you. You can raise your kids. Listen, you're young adults in the house tonight. You're going to be having kids soon. Single, married, it's coming. All right? And if you don't have a reality of righteousness, how are you going to raise your kids in the ways of the Lord? And so tonight, get a reality of righteousness. Get a revelation of righteousness. Number two, we're talking about that God has made you a new person. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Romans chapter 5, you don't have to turn there. Romans chapter 5, verse number 1. The Bible says this. It says, therefore, having been justified by faith. The word justified here means that God has come and created you a righteous person. Therefore, having been created righteous by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so tonight, reality number one was that we have right standing with God. Reality number two, we've been made a new person. And reality number three tonight, you have God's nature in your heart. You have God's nature living in your heart. You're still there in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Let's read verse 17 again. We're going to go into verse 18 this time. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now watch what God goes along and says here about all these things that he's placed in you that have become new. It says right here, now all things are of God. All these things. You know, we're talking about looking down on the inside and seeing that old things have passed away, all things have become new. He's describing what those things are. All these things are of God. In other words, everything that God is tonight, every part of his heart, every part of his life, everything that makes God, God, he has come along and he has placed within your heart. You know, if you get into theology, if you get into Bible college, they say, man, you're a partaker of the divine nature of God Almighty. It says all these things are of God. Now turn with me one more time to Colossians chapter 2. You have God's nature in your heart. It's not in you. It's not in your person to sin. It's not in your person to go your own way. It's not in your person to be swayed by the things of the world if you're born again in the house. It is in your heart and it is in your person tonight to live the way that God lives. All these things are of God. All these new things are of God. So Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. It says, for in Jesus dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Question tonight. If we're talking about the fullness of God, isn't righteousness included in that? I got one head nod. Let me ask that question again. Tonight it says, for in Jesus dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. If we're talking about the fullness of God, isn't righteousness included in that? So watch what the Bible goes on to say. It says, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him. You are made complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. And so tonight, if righteousness is in the fullness of God, and you are complete in him, you've been made, righteousness has made you complete tonight. Righteousness is one of those things that God has done in your life. You are a partaker of the divine nature of God. You have God's nature in your heart tonight. So remember, now we're talking about realities of righteousness. Number one, you have right standing with God. You are accepted before the presence of his glory, faultless with exceeding joy. Reality number two, God made you a new person. Man, the past is the past. That person is not you anymore. Reality number three tonight, you have God's nature in your heart. And then tonight, reality number four, our final point tonight is that God believes in you. So I actually have a video I'd like to show you. We kind of have a guest speaker tonight a little bit. So if you'll give your attention to the screens, reality number four, God believes in you. And listen, tonight I want to let you know, if you feel like you're one of the not good enoughs because of the past, because of whatever, I want you to know you're a prime candidate to walk in the fullness of God. Because God took the not good enoughs. Jesus took the not good enoughs and changed them into men who, like we heard, changed the course of history. So that's what lies in your future if you hang on to God tonight. I want to be like Jesus in every area of my life. So tonight, if you got something from God's word, go ahead and give him a great big praise.